Hello, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we're super happy to have you here. And if you've been listening and enjoying for a while, I would be super grateful if you would please take a moment to give us a review on Apple Podcasts. It's one of the best and simplest ways to pay it forward and help others find the show so that they too can tap into the powerful perspectives and positive vibrations we are collectively emanating. The other unique and magical way to share this show is by sending any friends you think would benefit from listening to this podcast our Game with the Universe link at positivehead.com/game. Also listed in the show notes, which will serve them up a quote-unquote random episode when they click it. Just instruct them before clicking the link to close their eyes for a moment and sincerely ask the universe to cue up the episode that contains the insight and perspectives that they most need to hear at this point in their life journey, and then click to listen to whatever episode is synchronistically served up to them. I have heard time and time again from people about the incredible results they received playing the game. So just tell your friends, magical results are guaranteed or their karma back.
Hello, all you positive heads. On this week's P-Head Posse episode, our guest is Becky Haney. Becky is a painter living and working in London. She works full-time as a painter and continues her own practice outside of this. Her work represents a living cosmology, exploring the world created through an intuitive method of fractal automatism. Did I say that right, Becky?
Close, yeah. Hi, everybody. It's good to be here.
Welcome to the show, Becky. Yeah, how do you say that last word?
Automatism.
Automatism. I knew there was a better way to say it. I love that word. That's my new favorite word, automatism. Well, awesome. Really looking forward to hearing what that is all about. That's new. But, you know, first would love if you could just give us, you know, a bit about your background and about what your journey has been like up until this point for you.
Yeah. So I'm working full time as a figurative painter. We paint on people's fashion items, but then I'm a fine artist. I make my own paintings. I did my own fine art degree in London, finishing 2017. So I'm continuing trying to develop that and trying to make my own living off that, slow, but trying. And yeah.
Cool. So you paint on people's clothing?
Yeah, so like handbags, phone cases. It's like personalizing them, customizing, painting what they want on it. So it's really cool to earn a living from painting, because that's a tough thing to do and to find this job. But it's really cool to be able to do that. And then, yeah, trying to continue making my own stuff alongside.
Yeah. And what is your stuff like?
So mine is like these fractal worlds that I make with this sort of algorithm that I've developed. So it's these patterns that are kind of in all organic material that I've kind of removed from that context so that I can make worlds myself. They just develop themselves, and it's very sort of sensually satisfying. It's very intuitive, and it's supposed to be like non-rational. If that makes sense.
This is so interesting to me because I am when you said sensually satisfying, so I'm a Taurus, and Taurus are known for being like very tactile and really all about the senses. And I like love things that like look like they feel good or feel good or like look very, I don't know. I'm just a very sensual, I guess. I'm very in tune with my senses. So can you explain this a little bit more? I'm like very interested in this. So how did you, can you explain it a bit more?
So I was originally started with these very scribbly patterns that look like, either very small or very large scale, of the universe, you know, like, so you have the quantum scale. So you have it all like very fuzzy. It's called cosmic microwave background, and it's like, a random distribution. And then at the larger scale, you get the same thing. You get it with like the Millennium Simulation. It's like a web. And then because if you look really big, you kind of look back in time. So it's kind of like, you know, you could kind of in the middle, if that makes sense. So I started doing these very scribbly patterns that they were very intuitive, and it felt like I wanted to make these, develop these and be able to make these sort of, they're very sort of like dream worlds, like, it's hard to say in words. It's easier to draw it.
Yeah.
And then I started to develop them and make them more complex. And as I was developing them and making them more complex, I was able to start making little bits of landscape and little creatures. And they're still abstract. It's like a pattern that's in all organic things, but I've taken it out of the symbol. So it's just these patterns that are very sort of, very, very intuitive and very, it's hard. I feel like I've got a tongue tied trying to say.
No, I was just thinking, I was like, yeah, it's funny. Cause like, yeah, it's art. And how do you like really describe art? But it's really fascinating because it sounds like it's based on, like you're saying, like mathematical equations. Is that what you were saying?
Like an algorithm. It's like, So if maybe it'd be easier if I explain automatism. So
yes,
that was a style of drawing where you just like scribble, you just let your hand make
like
these
automatic
marks.
Writing, but automatic drawing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I was just leading a retreat and one of my good friends, she's an artist as well. And she had us, we had a portion of like art therapy and she had us do automatic drawing and everyone like really liked it as an exercise. So cool. I didn't know there. So that's what it is. Automatism.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Go on.
It was like there was something in my gut telling me that I had to keep looking into this patterns and what I can make out of them. Cause they started off very like simple.
Yeah.
But now they've developed into like really detailed swirly worlds.
Yeah.
At the moment I've got these ones that are nicely finished that are like kind of look like planets if you look, they're like circles and if you, they're like busy all the way over. And now I'm trying to start doing with horizon lines, so you look into it, it's a bit more clear and you have like depth, and then you have these little creatures coming out from the ground, but it's supposed to still maintain like abstraction. It's kind of supposed to be about the subconscious, if that makes sense.
This is so cool. Where can I see these?
So these are all on my Instagram. It's probably the best place to see everything. So at Becky Hanney, BECKY_HANNEY.
At Becky Hanney. Okay. I'm going there now because I need to start like looking at what these are. Wow. Wow, that's so cool. Yeah, so it's like, it's really, yeah, I see what you mean. It's like abstract, but it's like there's so much kind of detail and it's like colors and worlds are morphing together. And I feel like when I'm looking at it, I'm looking at the Instagram right now. I feel like I see so many things pop out at me. It's like one of those pictures where you look and then you can see like a lot, you can see like a face or like an animal.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's so cool. I love this. And so is this
like the patterns underneath things?
Patterns underneath things.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's almost like shamanic actually in a way. Like, have you seen shamanic art where it's like you're looking and you think you're seeing one thing and then a whole nother layer pops out? Super cool. And do you feel like this is a form of you channeling?
Yes. I was actually thinking about what I was going to say on the show and how to describe it. And yeah, definitely. It's like I'm chasing a feeling. If that makes sense. It's like each piece, it's like I keep trying to think that it's going to be something different, but I follow like what feels good to make and they all end up being the same.
Yeah.
But there's a few different styles. There's like the ones that are busy all over and there's the ones with the horizon line. And then I've started doing like symmetrical ones.
Yeah.
And they're more like bodies, so they hold you in a reflection a bit better because you're a symmetrical creature.
Yeah, it's cool. It's really cool. It's like ever evolving. It's ever evolving, and I think that's really awesome. Oh, yeah. So this is like super. This is one you did? Can you see that? This is like super, yeah, it really reminds me of like, but it's like a new version of it, like of that shamanic art. It's different and it like all weaves together. What's your medium that you use?
That one's oil paint, but acrylic paint, oil paint, pencils, whatever is closest at hand.
And have you tried to, like, so, okay, going back to the channeling. So it's like you feel like you're chasing a feeling. And the feeling is that it wants to express this piece of art. Is that what you're saying? Or, like, make these patterns?
Yeah, it's like that excitement you get when you're, like, doing the thing that you're supposed to do. Like, yeah. It's the kind of truth, if that makes sense.
Yeah. And do you ever, like, try to communicate beyond that? Or do you just kind of let it like flow right through?
What do you mean communicate beyond that?
I don't know. Like, I'm just saying, like, do you have any more intuition about like, is this something, do you feel like this is something that just wants to express through you into art? Is it some sort of like message? Is it some sort of like, do you get any feeling about like, what it is, or if it's like your guide, or I don't even know. I'm just curious if like you've had any other feelings about like what it is and what this connection is, because clearly it's like something, it's like a connection forming. And I believe we channel in all different ways. I'm just curious your perspective on that.
So yeah, there's like I'm really into like philosophy and like how like ontology and trying to figure out, this is my sort of spiritual journey of trying to figure out what's going on and asking those questions. And these paintings are my way to, are my discovery of a kind of truth for me. And without them, I think I would have a lot harder time like of making sense of everything, of making sense of my experience. And these are a kind of, non-rational way of, cause you know, you were talking and trying to talk about everything and how, and trying to understand everything through language, but with these, I can understand things in a primordial way to that, in a completely experiential way, where I don't have, you know, it's like, yeah, you know, psychedelic experiences is a big thing that has helped me make these pieces, and getting into that sort of flow state where it's very visceral.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally, and it's like, I mean, speaking of psychedelics, like, I feel like when you do psychedelics or you experiment with psychedelics, you start to see that everything is very, we think of everything as so rigid, right? And like linear. And that's also goes with even our communication. It's like words are just so rigid and have so many boundaries around them, right? So it's like really hard to describe things that are outside those boundaries. And so when you experiment with psychedelics, you start to see that like things are not as rigid as you think. They're actually like moving, and they're actually like layers and layers and layers and layers and layers, and also all interweaving on top of each other. So, and that things are nonlinear, and like that those experiences that you have, like, I feel like this is what you're saying, like those experiences that you have, you can't even explain them to someone. There's no words to explain it. It's simply a feeling. And so this is your way of like, if what I'm hearing you say is like, this is your way of making sense of all of that. This is your way of, yeah, cool.
Yeah, it's the way that I can express that feeling that I can't say linguistically. And if I try and say it linguistically, people think I'm crazy.
Yeah.
Like it's, if I want to say like, we're all made of these patterns, we're all one, we're all, and I don't know what it's like in America, but UK is still, I don't know. I feel like I'm a bit separate sometimes with like all this stuff. Yeah. But so these are a way to communicate without being misunderstood, because they're so seductive. Like, you're not going to be like, that's not beautiful. Like it's a beauty. And about it's if something's beautiful, you can't be like, oh no, it's not, I don't understand it. It's like, it's so primary to be like, you can't be misunderstood.
I like that. It's also like piggybacking on that. It's also like, I feel like you're explaining a bit of how art really, like art is like an energy transmission, you know, because when you look at it and you connect with it, like you said, you don't have to logic with it. Like, you don't have to go through all those filters in your mind. There's just something happens on an energetic level that you're like, I like that. And I don't have a reason for it. I just connect with it. And it's a way to like give someone a transmission of, like you're saying, if you try to say like, we are all one, people will logic and reason with you why we are not all one. But though this image and this painting and this illustration can say that energetically in one glance, like whether the person even knows it or not, which is interesting because it like contains that energy in it. And like for me, as you were talking about channeling, I'm like that is what I think is so cool about artists. Like whether it's an artist that's, you know, doing something more, you know, something like based off of real, I don't know what you call that type of art. I know there's a word for it, but you know, whether it's like abstract or whether it's more like, what is it? Impressionist? I don't know. Impressionist? What's like the type of art where you're like painting something true to life?
Realism.
Realism.
Exactly. Impressionism is like when it starts going a bit fuzzy, like people okay. start putting in the dashes and the lines. And
okay. Got it. Okay. So, wow, I just really lost my train of thought. But oh, I was going to say, it's just so cool to me because I feel like all painters are channeling, like all painters or all artists are channeling. I mean, all of us are channeling, but all artists are really channeling. It's kind of, when you think about it, like messages from like higher places. And that's why someone can look at a painting and just like weep. And that's why someone can look at a painting and feel so emotional about it. And that's why art, I think, is so important. And that's why, you know, it's like when all of these like art programs and stuff are being like cut from school budgets, it's like art is really one of the most important things for us to cultivate because it helps us express things and it helps them, meaning like higher consciousness or, you know, our guidance or source express through us like that thing which we come from. And so I don't know, I just kept getting that image while you were talking about like you feel like you're chasing a feeling. It's like, it's so cool to think that like these feelings and these emotions and these energies are like coming through you and then they're encoded into this one image that you can then show someone and someone can look at that and literally feel all these feelings and even get a download that maybe they don't even realize comes from this, but it does. It like awakens something in their mind, you know?
It's cool. Yeah. And it's a way of communicating that idea without alienating people by saying, oh, you're this, I have this belief system or, and you know, that makes you feel separate from other people if they don't haven't had that transition in their the way I describe the paintings is they represent a living cosmology, and that's the transition that I think is the easiest way to describe what I went through as I moved to university and I had certain experiences and this whole new world opened up of a way of seeing everything, and through these paintings I can express that in a way that words can get tangled, if that makes sense.
Definitely. I like what you were just saying about like, it's also not polarizing. It's just up to like the person to interpret or as much as they can, you know, it's not like when you put words to something, you're almost drawing a line in the sand. And when you offer up this, it's up to everyone's interpretation, what it is and how, you know, how they
but
feel.
But it's like, it's not even like what they think what it is. It's just feeling tone in color. Like, it's just vibration, like visual vibrations.
Yes.
So it's and I would like it to maintain, even the worlds you see, little creatures or little landscapes, it's supposed to be like a three-dimensional abstraction. So there's no symbols, there's kind of little narratives maybe of like interactions, but you can let go of thinking it's trying to be something. It's just this very playful world that you can just enjoy and feel the pleasure of the color and the flow and the form, and it's just a pleasurable, really.
I love that. That's awesome. What would you say to other people who are listening who, you know, maybe they feel the call to create things, but they judge themselves, or maybe, you know, that maybe they're feeling that impulse, but they're judging it because it's not looking a certain way or any of those like limiting beliefs. What would you say to those people?
Just do the thing that makes you feel good, really. Like, you just got to chase it, and maybe it doesn't look the best to start off with, but as you continue and you develop it and you start repeating things and you start refining things, and then you start to be able to have a hold of something it becomes consistent, and then you can develop on that. But it's, you kind of got to just do it for yourself to begin with. Yeah. And then it gives you that feeling of like, this is a truth to me. This is how I'm enjoying my time here, and how I'm feeling like at one or like in a flow state.
Mm-hmm. Totally. I can totally relate to that even as well. I was just posting something on Instagram like yesterday, which was basically like, everything is gonna, your first piece of art is gonna suck in its own way. Like your first piece of writing, it's gonna, like, in by our standards, right? It's not gonna be like great. But it's like, so many of us get hung up on those, you know, on the first one not being as good as we want it to be. So then we never even get started. And then, you know, like you can't make your 50th thing unless you make your first thing. And it's like, we're always expanding upon the last thing we made. So like we have to get started somewhere. And so, you know, and I think you're a good example of that. Like this, like even looking through your Instagram just briefly, it's like, this has clearly like been evolving. And it's so cool, you know, to like, I love doing that with artists too, like to go back through their Instagram to see like where they are now, and then just go back and see how this thing like really took on a life of its own, like over time, you know, throughout the post. It's really cool. So Becky, let me ask you, what is one thing that you think would benefit every Positive Head listener to know or understand as they continue on their own journey?
I think for me, what is the best thing to understand is you have to follow that feeling. You have to follow that thing that attracts you more than, and you know, there's nothing else that makes sense other than this thing that, when you do it, you don't wonder what am I supposed to be doing? What am I here for? Like, it's the thing that, it grabs you by like your gut. Like it's that feeling when you, of like adrenaline, when like you're, I do like dancing, like it's this sort of Tai Chi stuff, to music. And once you get in it and you're not being self-conscious, you get this like, sort of feeling of like epicness, what it's like, it's a spiritual thing. It's the numinous. It's the sublime. It's when you feel like you're in the zone of that thing, and you just got to chase that and get better in it. And if, like, I want this to be my career, and it's something that's very difficult. And I'm trying to do, like, I make these like 3D printed necklaces, which are on Etsy,
cool.
And trying to do other stuff on Etsy, and trying to sell things that are more functional, or trying to make, I need to start making prints of these and figuring out how to do that. But primary to all that, I'm to make these, because without them, I would have a harder time of like making sense of my experience.
Awesome. Follow the thing that you enjoy. Totally. And actually, Becky, I know you just gave your Instagram, but do you want to give your Instagram again? And then also like your Etsy page or anywhere else people can find you and find your work?
Yes. So my Instagram is Becky Hanny. So it's BECKY with an underscore and then Hanny, which is HANNEY. I've got my website, which is just BeckyHanny.com. And that has a link to my Etsy. My Etsy is called Aliens and Artifacts. It's supposed to be these little 3D printed necklaces I make. They look like crystal skeletons. Like, it's like, but they look maybe like, you know, ancient aliens kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Something that's sort of familiar but futuristic, but like looks like it's also ancient. I think that, yeah, that's the main things. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Everyone go check.
And, on Etsy, I've got a discount code for P-Heads.
Cool.
Just P-Head22 for 22% off.
Awesome. Thank you so much. P-Head22 for 22% off. Everybody go check that out. And we will put those links in the show notes as well. And Becky, do you have any, we always like to ask this question before wrapping up. Do you have any fun or inspiring manifestation stories or stories of synchronicity that you want to share?
Yeah, I've got a couple. So one's more like, I was thinking about this for the show, for what I was going to say this. One's more like baking a cake. So like you manifest a cake by following steps.
Right.
So I recently ran an exhibition, which was really great. I've been wanting to do it for a while. Since finishing university, it's like I make this stuff at home, but then people see it online, but it's not quite the same. So that was really great. So that obviously just, I made that happen by just doing a certain number of steps. But we also did a Kickstarter for it, which was something I haven't done before. And that was really exciting. And we completely covered venue hire, which was something I didn't know how well it would work. And it worked really well. So that was really cool. One other thing is that's a bit more like magical is, so I'm living in London now. I'm not originally from here. I'm from the West Country, you know, like near Stonehenge and stuff. So I moved to London for university and I'm living here. But I'm realizing that I want more space, it's expensive, and my art stuff, I'm thinking it's going to be more online. So I need to be in London and just having to work so much to live here? I don't have so much time to work on what I'd like to work on. So I've been thinking about wanting to move out of London, but it's not the art jobs outside of London. So, and then I want to try and figure out how to work less so I can have more time for my stuff, but still it's really adulty, but I want to get a mortgage, get a house, get some space, get a studio with a garden and you know, so I can have vegetable patch, all these kind of stuff, and set up shop somewhere. But there's not really, I don't know what's going to happen. I'll move home to my parents and then figure out where to go. But it's like, I don't know what's going to happen. So I was home a couple of weekends ago and I was talking to my stepdad and he runs an escape room in Salisbury.
Cool.
And so he's been talking about it for a while and he's been talking about how he wants to sell it. So there's this opportunity that's just popped up. That's like, I could take over this business and I worked out like the hours, I could work less, more than I'm earning now. And when he told me that, I've talked about it briefly with him, but when he first told me that in this time, about a year or two, he's thinking of selling it, but if they don't sell it, then I can get it for free. And when he was telling me about wanting to sell it, I just got this like download of like, but my body like became very excited and it was like I got all these ideas of all these things I could do for it, but the creative freedom of being able to design, like it's like a game, it's like an interactive game, and all these kind of like archetypal stories of the search for like the divine source and sort of Tomb Raider-y, Indiana Jones, this kind of stuff. And I just got really excited and it was like, this was like you know, and if something resonates with you, you're like, oh, this is how I could do this rather than working full-time for someone else and then trying to, it's just, it's a lot. I don't have a lot of time to focus on what I want to do. So that was a cool thing that just popped up and it's like, oh wow, like this idea that I wanted to do and then this thing's popped up. But it might not happen, but it's cool that it showed up.
Oh, totally. I love when things happen like that. It's just like you put the request out into the universe and then you kind of like forget about it or like, oh, that'll happen. Or I don't know, we'll figure it out someday. And all of a sudden, I feel like it's happening more and more now too, where it's like suddenly the opportunity just like pops up or it's like, well, this is a way it could happen. And you're like, whoa, that was fast. Awesome. Okay, cool. Something to play with. And I feel like that's really exciting too. I like, you know, it's also cool that it's like a way that it fits so well into like your life and all of the things that you're looking to do. So I think that's awesome. And Becky, it's been so awesome connecting with you. Do you feel like you have anything else you want to feel called to share before we wrap up here?
Other than thank you for having me on. This is super cool. This is like, I listen to podcasts all day at work. So this is like my TV. So this is like getting on TV. So this is
you're on TV.
Like
a dream come true. Do you want to shout out to your mom or something?
They do listen to podcasts.
Okay. I just feel like that's what people do when they get on TV. Awesome. Well, Becky, thank you so much for being here and sharing with us and sharing your art with the world. And everybody go check out the website, use the discount. And until next time, journey well, as Brandon says.